The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. Bro.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. This is the day. You know, I've talked about that there are days that being a therapist on the air is not a whole lot of fun. One is New Year's Eve. If you can avoid it, not only on the air. Let me tell you, as a therapist, when I used to see people on New Year's Eve, I always felt like I was Miss Gooch from Annie Mame. You know, everybody was in festival and you know, fun and sequins and confetti, and I was there in my little with my little sensible shoes and my little cardigan with a safety pin. I was like, ugh. So first New Year's Eve bad. Christmas Eve. Tough. Because people are alone on Christmas Eve or alone. But I'll tell you, they all are dwarfed. And Valentine's Day, you know, encouraging people to go watch Death Wish 4. You know, I mean, it's not. So those are days that are fraught with peril if you do what I do for a living. However, the number one phobic day for any of us on the air who do what I do is today.
Really?
Because it's April Fool's Day. So here's the deal. So I almost never mention it. I actually have a reason for mentioning it. I have two reasons for mentioning it today. Is I usually say something at the end of the program so it doesn't sound like this was a pre-recorded show. But I almost never do it at the beginning because here's the dilemma. If somebody calls up and says, oh, Dr. Brown, I have this problem. If you say April Fool's and it's not, you are a callous creep. If you go along with it, even though you may be vaguely suspicious that they may be pulling your leg, then you look like a cretin. So between a callous creep and a cretin, those are not really great choices. So I seldom mention it at all. All right. So the reason I made the exception today is twofold. First of all, because we actually put up on Facebook in a moment of vague sort of... vague sort of maybe a little masochism of putting it up. But the other reason is I have this story to tell you because it's never happened to me before and I'm not sure and I think it's a scam. And if it's a scam, today is the perfect day to talk about it. We have recently had in the city Kmart's. There are two of them. There's one on 34th Street, Penn Station. There's one downtown by the Public Theater. And, you know, they're just, for those of us who live here, having a store like that, there are no Walmarts in New York. We got a Costco's, which is clear up in Harlem, about, 3 years ago. So New York real estate is just too expensive to have big box stores, by and large. Although there's a huge volume, and obviously people are rethinking it because we do have two Kmarts, and there are rumors, at least, that there's a Walmart that's planned for here. But historically, they haven't come here. So for those of us who, you know, I mean, woo, the suburbs come to the city, we think this is great. So one of the ways I discovered it is when I'm at the Public Theater, which I am not infrequently, I will go in and see, for example, that they'll have orchids for like $10. As opposed to $25 someplace else. Or the day, I happened to be there the day after Halloween 1 year and got great Halloween costumes for like 3 cents. So I've been in, so all of a sudden I get this email that says, how would you like to be a secret shopper at Kmart? And I'm thinking, wow, this is great. I get to shop. I get to be a secret. It's this kind of cool store. And so I said, sure. Okay, so here's what happens. Last night, in a fake FedEx envelope, it's not a real FedEx envelope, there is a check that says it's a cashier's check. It is not a cashier's check. It looks like a cashier's check, but it's not. Doesn't have any of the stuff that makes the cashier's check. It says the money is actually someplace. Made out to me at my address for $2,980.
Oof.
And it says, okay, here's what you need to do. I mean, wow, somebody just sent me almost $3,000. They said, all right, you get to keep $400 of it as your shopping. That's what we're paying you to be a secret shopper. What you need to do is go to 2 Walmart stores. Well, there are no Walmart stores around here. So already I'm... And send 2 money orders for $1,250 to these two different addresses. And they're going to charge you $25 to do the money orders. Deposit the check in your account and then write checks or take it out of your credit card or something for $1,250. And I'm thinking, here's what I assume. I'm not convinced it's a scam, but I think it is. And here's what I think, is that check is going to bounce. It's not a cashier's check. It looks like a cashier's check, but cashier's checks, by definition, are they're already, the money's already put aside. I think this check is going to bounce. And I, in the meantime, have, and I can't remember if there was a time limit. I think they said ASAP. That it, so if I, what I'll do is I'll have a fake check for $2,980. I will write real checks for $2,500, and I will be out $2,500. That's what I assume. Is that, I mean, have you ever heard anything like this?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like anything involving cashier checks or anything like that, people say to typically stay away from. If I were you, I would just call the Kmart hotline or something. I'm sure
that's a really good idea.
I'm sure they have some way to validate that or to at least tell you about their process.
You know what I think I'm going to do also? I'm going to two other things. I'm going to take a picture of the check and send it to my bank. Because that's actually how I deposit checks anyway. And I'm going to call the Attorney General's office. Because I figure this one is an elaborate scam. Right. I mean, this isn't like somebody from Nigeria saying, you know, I've got gold and if you'll just send me $1,000, I'll send you $15 million worth of gold. Or, you know, I just lost my wallet, and if you could just send me money, I can get home. This one, I mean, those ones I know about. This one's elaborate.
Yeah, I had something like that. It was with trying to find a roommate, like when I first started college, and it was similar. Like, they'll give me a cashier's check in the mail, and then, like, they wanted me to go to my bank and do all this extra stuff. And then through further research, I found out that this is a scam where it's more elaborate, but it's still a scam.
Yeah, this, I mean, a cashier's check is a very specific check. It means that the money has actually been put aside. Right. I don't think this is a cashier's check. And there's usually sort of what embossed or something like that. I mean, there's something that designates them as a cashier's check. This one I don't think is. And so I think what will happen is I put it in my bank. I then write checks, legitimate checks, for $2,500, and I'm out $2,500.
Ugh.
So I just thought that seemed like the perfect April Fool's story to share for today.
Definitely.
So I will keep you informed. I will sort of check it out in the next day or two and just see what the deal is here. But I just thought, wow, this one's elaborate. I can't do it anyway just because there are no Walmarts anywhere near. And, you know, traveling a couple of hours to be a secret shopper. I mean, it sounded kind of fun of being able to go and... And I thought what you would do was just compare prices about high heels or something, which I thought sounded kind of fun. I mean, it's stupid. I don't really have that kind of time to do that. I'm not sure why I would decide to do it. But the word secret and shopping together just sort of sucked me in. The cashier check, though, I'm a little skeptical about.
Yeah, I'd say just call them.
That's a good idea. I'll call Kmart. I'll send a picture to my bank, and I think I'll call the Attorney General's office. Because if they're doing this, they should probably, somebody should know about it. But calling Kmart's a very good idea. All righty. So happy April Fool's Day. I will also share with you, I actually have a cousin who is a very charming young woman. In fact, she's expecting her second child in the next day or so. And she was born on this day. And I sent her a text early this morning that said, thank goodness you're really smart, because this is a tough day to be born on. I will tell you, so I actually called my mom to tell me, to remind her, and I said, my dad's April Fool's joke, which I will probably live to be 100 and not ever get over, is he's screaming, get that dog poop out of there. There was no dog poop, and after like 15 minutes and me crying, he said, happy April Fool's. I'm not much of a fan of today. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Today is National Atheist Day, except I'm not sure about that. That was a joke. You'd like that? International Fun at Work Day. Ooh, that one sounds really iffy. That one sounds like a scam.
It's on a Friday, though, so it falls on a nice day.
I don't know. It seems to me that having fun at work I mean, I like my work a lot, but I think somehow promoting work is fun. I think promoting work is fun is a good idea. I think promoting fun at work is maybe a dangerous idea. Right? Not a very good idea. On this day in history, Charles Dickens' novel Hard Times began being serialized in his magazine Household Words. There you go, Charles, in 1854. In 1867, Singapore became a British crown colony. In 1967, the United States Department of Transportation begins operation. I guess there wasn't a Department of Transportation before that. You know who's responsible for most of the for the road system in the United States? Which president?
I want to say Eisenhower.
You're exactly right. Do you know why?
The only thing that I heard of was like for emergency aircraft landings.
Yep.
The freeways to be wide.
And tanks, troop movements.
Yes.
Yep, he was a general. You're exactly right. He was the one who was responsible for the transportation system in the United States, or the highway system. Interestingly enough, on this day in 1976, wait for it, Apple is formed by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne in Cupertino, California, on this very day. Kind of an auspicious day, don't you think? April
right.
Fool's Day?
Yeah.
I wonder if that was intentional. I'm sure it was. I don't think that Steve Jobs ever did anything that was not intentional.
Yes.
And on this day in 2004, Google announced Gmail to the public. I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting that that technology sort of gets April 1st.
Right.
I don't know. I've always been a little nervous about it. But I suppose because I've been working on the air for so long, and it's really one of those things you're just asking for trouble. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Tesla is unveiling Model 3, its most important electric car yet. Would you buy an electric car?
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. My daughter's thinking about this. I haven't owned a car for so long. But there you go. They actually have a new... Italian herb, which isn't what you think it is. that was one of my things, is that that Italians have been using marijuana as a cooking spice for thousands of years. Because tomatoes breaks down, so it's using a cooking spice. Apparently there's a town in Italy where there are 300 people or 100 years old or more. And guess what they eat?
Italian herbs?
Yeah, but they had one particular herb. You want to know what it is?
What?
Rosemary.
Oh.
They said they also obviously eat the Mediterranean diet, which is fruits, grains, vegetables, seafood, olives. Olives are very salty. I love olives, but they're not very good for you. They have low rates of heart disease and Alzheimer's, even though they're really old. So they're studying them for the next 6 months. They're getting blood samples, questionnaires, and measuring their cognitive functions. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what we all need to do is move to Sardinia.
There we go.
Lift to 100. There you go. So a little rosemary. I was mentioning places to go for great food, and one of the things that the Ritz also has for breakfast is not only the eggs benedict with truffle sauce, truffle oil, which is unbelievable. I mean, no matter how much you like eggs benedict, these are the best you've ever had. But they also have a lobster thing with rosemary potatoes and poached eggs and asparagus.
Ooh, nummy.
Yeah, so when you want to do something special, right? So I actually know somebody who owns a Tesla. I've actually been in it. And it's very strange because it doesn't have to have that car thunk because it's not very heavy. But they have it anyway, and they actually have something that when you start the car, it makes it sound like it's starting it, even though it doesn't. It's electrical. But this is a mid-sized Tesla. So this one, it's aimed at the masses. Are you ready for this? $35,000.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's reasonable. I mean, the original Teslas, I think, cost like $500,000 or something. They're incredibly expensive. They're saying that they consider Model 3 to be the Apple of the automotive industry. to be, they're saying the Model 3 could be its iPhone.
I sure hope so.
A sexy mass market consumer price machine that changes the game.
That'd be nice.
So there you go. They said 115,000 have been ordered in 24 hours.
Wow.
I'd look for a car like that.
Absolutely. And I've seen them. They're pretty.
Yeah, they're very nice looking. The problem is that they're talking about tax incentives in several states. But they're also saying that there's probably going to be a whole lot more competition. It'll seat 5 adults, front and rear trunk. Can you fit a 7-foot surfboard in the Model 3? Yeah. That was my first question. They said it's blazingly fast with sporty handling. When the driver pressed the accelerator, the three passengers, all journalists, gasped and giggled. They said the back seat was comfortable for two, had ample room for a third person. Less than 2 hours after they took the wraps off the car, they had 133,000 in the first sort of go-around. I'd certainly look at that. The problem is finding the places to charge up. But there, I mean, people are doing that. They're having gas stations that have both.
They're definitely popping up here in Minnesota.
Are they?
Yeah, like a lot, especially downtown. A lot of parking ramps all have electric charging stations now.
Yeah, I was at a friend's house and they have in their garage they have a charging station.
Yep, that's the better way to go about it.
And apparently, what you could do, with the 3, but with my friend who has the older Tesla, the expensive one, that you could either go to a station, or they have like hundreds of different places in the country where you just go in and they'll swap out your battery.
Oh,
I think it costs $15 or something.
That's
so instead of sitting around to charge it, they'll just swap it out.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly something cool. All right, so what have I got here? About 2 minutes?
Yeah, we're done at 28, so I've got about a minute.
All right, so, well, for a minute and a half, I was thinking, all right, so we've got broken, let's fix it, and our computer did not eat it this time. Our computer apparently is hungry for my interviews, so it just chomps them. So this time, this is kind of a perfect interview for April Fool's Day, and it's not a joke at all. But in theory, it has to do with this part of the country. I probably should have suggested when Dennis calls that he goes down to South Street Seaport. It's reopened after Sandy for the first time, but this was the original World Trade Center, the original skyscrapers,
wow.
The original center of world commerce. So lots of, stay tuned. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Happy April Fool's Day. Thank you guys for not goofing on me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Before using Hardin Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Hardin Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Hardin Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's that time of the week where we look at an issue that is larger than our own family, our own community, and sort of affects a lot of people. And today my guest is Jonathan Bulware, who is the executive director of the South Street Seaport Museum. And you're thinking, well, gee, why do I care about museums? Why do I care about South Street? Oh, please, come on, folks, widen your perspective. First of all, I thought we would talk with Jonathan about rebuilding an area that had been just devastated. And because that's an issue that affects not only, I mean, it affects various areas at various times just because there are hurricanes and tornadoes and Sandy and whatever. So I thought we would, first of all, talk about how you do that. And second of all, that this is a unique part of American history. And Jonathan will tell you more about that. He is passionate about this. And so this is not only for people who plan to visit New York, and this will be a great fun thing for them to do, but for a little piece of American history. So, Jonathan, let's start with the part that I can easily justify, which is how do you do a massive rebuilding of some place that was just devastated?
Hi, Joe.
Joy. Thanks for having me on the show. So, you know, that's a great question. And the first thing I would say is it's still a work in progress. You know, we've just reopened our lobby with an exhibition for the first time since Hurricane Sandy. But our upper floors, our escalators, our elevators, you know, pieces of our electrical system are still in a post-Sandy era. So we're still in that rebuilding process. And, you know, all the signs are hopeful. We're making really good progress on it. But I think the answer to the question of how do you rebuild after an incident like Sandy is one that I'm going to have to come back to you in a few years' time on.
Well, and it's one of those things, and one of the reasons I ask it is that there have been a whole lot of things. There are people who are still living in temporary housing from Florida hurricanes from 5 years ago. We know that you've just come back from New Orleans and seen that that we don't instantly recover. And I think that the notion is, well, can do American spirit, that all we have to do is just throw some money at it and everything will be fine. And that's clearly not the case. It's not the case here. It wasn't the case in New Orleans, not the case any place that I know of. So it's kind of a painful effort, isn't it?
It is, and I think you're right that you know, there's this element of can do spirit that that is partly elbow grease and American stick-to-itiveness, but is also the attitude on the other side to sort of throw money at it, it'll be fixed. I did just get back from New Orleans, and so I visited a devastated area, devastated by a major hurricane. I live and work in an area devastated by a major hurricane. These two storms are analogous in some ways and completely different in others, but as a student of Americana, as an historian, amateur historian, as the head of a museum, and as someone who lives and works in a hurricane-damaged area, I was very, very keen to look at New Orleans through that lens. And I did not visit New Orleans before that storm, but it's clear both from my own observation and certainly from how people related the story of Katrina in New Orleans that not only has New Orleans not recovered entirely from Katrina, but that it's probably forever changed, perhaps in a way that New York City is not to the same degree. But certainly these storms and these incidents like this are devastating and impactful in numerous ways, and certainly the recovery of a museum is less important than the recovery of a residential area and people's houses and lives. But what is really striking about both Sandy and Katrina is the broad stroke of impact on people's housing, on people's lives, and on cultural and historical fabric as well, which is an important piece of both cities.
Okay, because there's having, as you know, been born in New Orleans and living in New York in a floodplain area, it does seem that the two of us are perhaps typhoid Mary when it comes to water. But that you have the sense that in some ways rebuilding a museum is easier than rebuilding a neighborhood. But it's the same. First of all, water, I don't think people understand who've never been in that situation how devastating water is. Because not only the initial impact, but then you've got water is really very destructive to things like wood and electrical issues. So a whole bunch of things that are not inherently obvious need to be fixed. Like you said, at the museum, you've got your first floor, and you guys were kind enough to let me go wander up in the upper floors, which are magical, but clearly not ready for public consumption and probably won't be for quite some time.
Right. So you make a good point in that the damage is not necessarily immediately evident to the eye. And, you know, I was here during Sandy itself. I prepped with a team of staff and volunteers the ships on the waterfront, and then I was here in the museum buildings right through the entire storm and the aftermath. You know, lots of work, not a lot of sleep, but there's a striking kind of physical change, right? The day before the storm, it was that quiet. There was a broad-scale evacuation. The city certainly felt different, but it didn't really look any different. And then I saw South Street flooded to, you know, 7 feet of depth and with cars being carried down the river. The next morning at first light, the streets were strewn with debris, and there was an oily sheen on all of the cobblestones, and we were pumping out water. You know, a week later, a lot of that debris had been cleaned up, and you saw generator trucks and pumps happening. And a month later, you saw the generator trucks and some portable furnaces. And a year later, you still saw, you know, some of the infrastructure on the streets for especially the financial district and some of the buildings here in the seaports as well. But what wasn't evident at that 1 year point is the degree to which the interiors of some of these buildings were still very, very affected. And there are things like mold, there are things like electrical damage, as you point out, that are really deep within the buildings. It's also interesting to note that it's not the first time that Lower Manhattan has been flooded to that degree. 200 years prior, another storm of similar size flooded nearly to the same level, but in the 19th century, the basements of buildings weren't filled with elevator machine rooms and telephone patched panels and so forth. So the impact on a modern city of something like this is far greater than it would have been 200 years prior.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's a little closer to your heart. I mean, the idea that this literally can happen any place. I mean, I have some friends who, you know, I've always kidded about living on the water in Florida, and I've been evacuated three times in New York. I live in a floodplain. And so let's look at that one, that question, which always comes up once there's a flood. Should South Street Seaport even exist? I mean, is it so much at risk that it really makes no sense to rebuild there? I know what my answer is. What would yours be?
Of course it makes sense for it to exist. I mean, you know, it's not a simple solution to keep it existing, but, you know, and I'll come to this in a minute about why this place is important. But first let me tackle the question of, you know, how do you keep a place like this alive ongoingly when, you know, the data are clear that incidents like this will happen again. And so it's not a question of will there be another Sandy type event in New York. It's a question of when will there be another type of Sandy, you know, Sandy type of event in New York. And I think a lot of what that relates to is a forward-thinking process in the city and certainly in this district for resilience. That just means that when this kind of event happens, that the damages done by it are manageable. That clearly was not the case with Sandy. It was not the case in the Rockaways, in people's homes. It was not the case here in the Seaport District in terms of infrastructure. And, you know, people who live here in this district were out of their homes for 6 months to a year. You know, there are some people who still have not moved into their places after Sandy or whose homes are gone altogether.
Yeah.
But the question of, you know, making a series of structures resilient by placing machinery on upper floors, by making it so that floodwaters can enter the building and leave the building and cause minimal damage, that's resilience. And that's really the cutting edge for cities like New York. Right, exactly. You know, in terms of should the South Street Seaport exist? Well, you know, of course it should exist. This is the birthplace of New York as we know it, and not only New York, but the United States, and to some extent the global economy. This is the port that built New York. It's the port that built the United States. And, you know, in the 19th century, 50% of the foreign trade was flowing through here. That's just a number. But what that means is that when you think about the financial district and Midtown and all of the outer boroughs and the entire metropolitan area, all of that is built on the economics of what was flowing through this, the original port of New York. So for us, programmatically and in terms of culture and history, not to mention the sort of beating heart of New York, this place is vital. And I will be at this until that is in the mind of every New Yorker.
All right, because I don't think most people are aware of that. I mean, I've lived here. I'm not a native New Yorker, but I was not. And I've gone down to South Street Seaport and had dinner down there and seen the tall ships and whatever. But I was not really aware of how much history, not only, as you point out, New York history, but United States history and world, especially world economic history, because to a certain extent, South Street Seaport was the World Trade Center of its time. Is that correct?
It is. That's right.
Let me stop you because let me take a break, and when we come back, I ask a provocative question, and then I'll give you a whole lot of time to answer. My guest is Jonathan Bulwer, who is executive director of the South Street Seaport Museum, recently opened. He'll tell you why it's so important when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Jonathan Boulware, who is the executive director of the South Street Seaport Museum, which has recently opened for the first time after Sandy. Sandy was, what, 3 years ago now?
Yeah, that's right.
And we've talked about what a difficult project reclamation after a storm is, because you not only have the original impact, but I'm convinced what saved downtown Manhattan was just the Brooklyn Tunnel, because it just acted as a sluice. Otherwise, I think damage would have been even worse than it was. So Jonathan is talking about the historical importance of this area and why it should be preserved, why you should go visit it, why the museum is worth a visit. So tell me a little bit about this area, because when you sort of showed me around, there was a lot of stuff I didn't know. So give me the Cook's tour of the area.
Well, the building you visited when you came here was Skirmhorn Row, which is really the first World Trade Center of the city of New York. The port itself here, down under the Brooklyn Bridge, is actually the place where New York became New York as we know it. It's the place where it went global. The Dutch originally settled New York, but it became New York, really, as we know it, in the 19th century via the trade that happened here. And the buildings and structures and ships and piers here represent something that is historically relevant, but also it has contemporary relevance as well. Many New Yorkers, I think, don't know, and to their own loss, but don't know that they live on an island. They know that factually, but practically this is... it was the largest port in the Western Hemisphere. It is now still a major port. A lot of that port shipping happens via New York Harbor, but much of it goes over into New Jersey. But the port of New York and New Jersey is still a massive seaport. Something, estimates vary, but north of 90% of everything you wear, everything you touch every day, was at some point on a ship. And that's little known. So the story of commerce and trade in the seaport in the 19th century is why the South Street Seaport is important. But the story of commerce and trade in New York today has vast and contemporary relevant ramifications for everything that we do, every business, every bit of education, everything we do in our everyday lives. Little known fact, and it's one that you can learn here at the Seaport Museum.
Yeah, well, all right, so take me back a couple hundred years. You know, it's really interesting, what those of us who believe that, you know, all these things are happening for the first time, is that not only was there a flood 200 years ago, but there was a bombing in New York Harbor, I think, 100 years ago or something. You find out all these things, that everything that we think has happened for the first time and therefore is cataclysmic and catastrophic, quite often happened before as well, which I think gets back to your word. One of my favorite words is resilience. All right, so these were, not only was this a shipping capital, because one of the things I said was, well, look, how did people trade? Because obviously you can't use a dollar against the yen, and we figured out it was very likely the gold standard, that silver standard came later, but it was very likely that everybody traded in gold, correct?
That's right.
That's what we decided. Which only I could come up and say, well, look, if you can't use MasterCard, what did you use? There was no credit card, so you had to bring your gold with you. So these were, not only was this a harbor, but it was also, there were the skyscrapers of New York at that time, right?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Skirmhorn Row and it being, you know, this is a, you know, one city block long and 5 to 6 stories tall, but really was a skyscraper of its day. You know, it's now, of course, dwarfed by the financial district, but it was among the largest structures in the city of New York on a scale with City Hall, which had only been completed some years prior. But, you know, I want you to picture for a moment from the Brooklyn Bridge down to the Battery. And right now there are fewer piers there than there used to be. You know, our pier and Pier 15 are there. There's Pier 11. So there are some piers jutting out into the river. But in the 19th century, every single pier that had a number, there wouldn't have been any gaps. Right? It wouldn't go from 11 to 15. It would be 11, 12, 13, 14. Every one of those piers would be full of ships. Ships that had come from the south with cotton. Ships that had come from overseas with jute or tea. And all of that was flowing through the seaport. Well, we know the South Street Seaport, the mecca, the trade capital of New York. And the land side of this was a massive infrastructure meant to handle and trade and paper the trading of those cargoes and those transactions before those cargoes would go up the Erie Canal or head inland by other means or shift to smaller vessels for a coastwise voyage to a port along the eastern seaboard. So there was this massive domestic and international trade. And as New York became a manufacturing center, New York goods were flowing out domestically and internationally via these ships. So this was a bustling trade port. It was the first part of the city that was really a 24-hour neighborhood. So when you talk about the city that never sleeps, that happened here. This was the place where you would hear 15 languages being spoken on any day of the week. It's where you would see people of every skin color and eye shape and kind of dress, because this was the metropolitan and international part of the city. So when we think about what New York is today, you know, it's the melting pot, it's the metropolis, it's the international city. It's the only place in the world where when people refer to the city, they're talking about this one. And all of that happened as a result of what was happening here in the seaport in the 19th century. So really, it is where New York as we know it began.
Well, and it certainly sounds like where the economic life of the United States began as well.
That's right. And that's an important piece of the story. But don't forget the other aspect of that. It was an international center, but as a result, it was also a cultural melting pot. It was also an immigration center. So there's, you know, the seaport, there's really nothing that didn't touch here in one way or another.
Do we have any idea how many people were employed there at any particular time? Are there records that would tell us that?
I'm sure there are, but I don't have them off the top of my head.
Not at your fingertips.
It would have been a very. I mean, I think if you picture South Street with the bowsprits of these ships all jutting over the pier, and there would have been a drayer with a cart and a horse, and then there would have been, you know, people hawking wares and hoteliers trying to find people to come stay in their spots and chandlers trying to sell ship goods. It would have been loud and smoky and smelly and interesting.
Cool. All right, we've got about a minute and a half left. Tell me your favorite story of this whole area.
That's a great question. My favorite story of the whole area.
Yeah, the thing that fascinates you the most.
Well, right. I mean, what I love is the idea. And if this is, there's sort of two things. If I could go back in time and visit, one of them would be 600 years ago in the Northeast, looking at the stands of timber that existed here before it was cut for masting and rigging of foreign ships. But the other place I would travel to is to walk back, you know, to go back into the middle of the 19th century and walk down South Street to be able to see the names and the flags of ships all over the world, to be able to smell the pine tar of the rigging of these ships, to see the fabrics coming off of these ships, to hear the languages spoken. There, you know, our ship Wavertree, we have an 1885 British built ship that is currently undergoing a huge project, and we'll be back here in the seaport in the summer. And, you know, she called here at New York in, you know, around the turn of the century. That's the 1800s and the 1900s. And so, you know, to see her here then and then to see her here now is a link from the past to the present that I just love.
Well, clearly they've got the right guy in charge of this, because you're clearly practical and also have the romantic soul of an adventure. So, all right, so South Street Seaport is now open for business in a limited way. You can also go see the Peking's still down there for a while, isn't it?
Peking is here until about June, but I think the other thing that's really important to note is that this is a really interactive place when you come to the seaport. Yep. It's not just about coming and seeing an exhibition, but you can also go out on the water on a 130-year-old schooner. You can engage in walking tours. There's lots of ways to interact with this place.
All right, so people can go to SouthStreetSeaportMuseum.com or .org and find out what to do.
.org. That's right.
Jonathan, thanks a bunch for your tour through history. I'm Dr. Joy.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.